I think there's something wrong with my Keurig. Every time I make a cup of Dunkin' Donuts, the hazelnut coffee, it groans. Is it supposed to do that? You see, I don't think it's supposed to do that. I've got a Mr. Coffee Maker at home. It doesn't groan. But I think my Keurig may be on its last legs. Or it could be telling me I've got to cut back on the coffee. I mean, the thing may be worn out. I drink a lot of coffee. Hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, pray for my Keurig. I can't do without coffee. I'm not a very pleasant person until about four cups into the day. It's true. You can ask my colleagues here at the Fox News Corner of the world. Hey, we've got a pretty cool podcast for you today. Franklin Graham is going to chat with us about a lot of different things, ranging from the election to what's happening in North Carolina with this bathroom bill controversy. Apparently, according to the Attorney General of these great United States, going to the bathroom and forcing people to use the bathroom according to their God-given plumbing is now a civil rights violation. Who knew? So we're going to get into that with Franklin in just a few moments. He's also on this amazing 50-state bus tour of America. And Franklin has been leading these rallies on the steps of state capitals in all 50 states, and thousands of people are coming out to pray for the country, and it's a pretty amazing thing. BillyGraham.org is the website, so if he hasn't already come to your state, you should make plans to attend, and you should bring your family too. It's one of those great American events. It's history in the making, and one of the great things, probably the best thing about the bus tour, it's not political. They're not endorsing any political candidates. They're just out there praying for America, and Lord knows we certainly need that. By the way, I know a lot of folks are very concerned about what's going to happen on Election Day in 2016 in November, and I know that we may be facing a presidential apocalypse. But I have a little bit of good news. So let not your heart be troubled, America. The good people at Krispy Kreme, the best donut on the planet, the good people at Krispy Kreme have just announced that they are creating a Krispy Kreme donut filled with Nutella. You heard it here first, folks, on the Todd Starnes podcast. So that tells me that we now live in a country worth saving. So when you vote on Election Day, do it for the Krispy Kreme donut. Hey, by the way, we still have a lot of Todd Starnes merchandise here in my office, and we've got to clear this stuff out. So what we've been doing is we've been picking people to get a free T-shirt and a free signed copy of my book, so long as you leave a review on the iTunes page. So if you want to review the podcast, give us a ranking. We'll throw your name into the hat, and each week we'll pick somebody across the fruited plain to win a Todd Starnes T-shirt and a book. And the great thing about the T-shirt, it will drive liberals insane, absolutely insane. And if they really try to come after you, you can use the book like to defend yourself. It's a hardback copy, so. So anyway, go on the website, leave us a review, and let us know what you think. One final bit of housekeeping news, toddstearns.com. We have all the information for our fall getaway. Can you imagine spending 3 days, a weekend with me in the woods surrounded by nature at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove? I mean, it's going to be a great weekend. We're expecting about 200 of our listeners and readers to get together from all over the country, and we just have a great weekend of worship and fellowship, and the food is amazing, and you even get to see a couple of bears. I mean, you don't have to like go up and say hello to them, but you can look at them from the safety and comfort of the chapel. So anyway, toddstearns.com, the website, look for our retreat page. You'll see the big orange leaf, and that's your location for all the information about our retreat. So I want to get into this. I want to set up this this Franklin Graham interview. A lot of folks have been talking about the election and what to do come Election Day. Many Christians are very confused about who to vote for. Many are saying that they're not going to vote at all. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But it's like I think many of you folks in the South and Midwest will understand what I'm about to say. For many Christians, Donald Trump is like a bucket of store-bought chicken at a Wednesday night church supper. I mean, it may be a culinary heresy, but folks are still going to eat it. You know, it may not be skillet fried, but it's still edible. And I think that's the best case scenario for the Trump campaign, because they're out there trying to woo lots of very worried and wary evangelical Christians. Many of them just are not convinced that that Mr. Trump is their guy. I mean, he's had more wives than Corinthians. You got to think about that one for a minute. But they're just not sure that he shares their view from the pew. That's it. But it's not just the Never Trump. You know, we got the Never Trump crowd out there, and they say they're never going to vote for Trump. I suspect they will. But the evangelicals may stay home. And I say that because they did it in 2008, and they did it in 2012. There's this quote going around the internet. You may have seen it. I've seen it on my Twitter feeds. I've seen it on Facebook from Charles Spurgeon. And this thing is trending now. Spurgeon once said, "Of two evils, choose none." That seems to be the rally cry of these the evangelical Never Trump movement. You got two evil people running, don't vote for any of them. Because you got a lot of folks out there saying, well, vote for the least heathen. I think that's what Franklin Graham once said. But the question I have is, did that really work? Does that really work? Did that really work for us in 2008? Did it work for us back in 2012? Because if you've got two evils and you choose none, one is still going to win. So this idea of just not voting, of staying home and just letting the world pass you by, I just don't agree with that. And yes, I think Christians are going to have to do some soul searching come election day. But the fact of the matter is this: when I go and vote on election day, I'm going to be voting for the Supreme Court, because one of the first things somebody's going to do, either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, is appoint someone to the Supreme Court. They're going to send their nominee to the Senate. We know what kind of a person Hillary Clinton is going to choose. Donald Trump says he is going to put forward a conservative. We have no reason not to believe him. By the way, I was having a conversation with Dr. Richard Land, who is one of our great minds in the Baptist world and in the Christian world at large. He is just an incredible ethicist. He is also the president of a seminary there in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Dr. Land, his quotes. I really need to get organized here. I do apologize, folks. Here we go. So I interviewed Dr. Land, and I asked him about the situation involving Donald Trump and how he could really brush up on his conservative Christian bona fides. And he said something that was rather brilliant. He suggested, He suggested that Mr. Trump needs to go ahead and announce his Supreme Court nominee. And he said that nominee needs to be Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz. And anyway, he said that this is a quote from Dr. Land. He said, "Ted would be easy to confirm. A lot of senators would vote for him just to get him out of the Senate. And Mitch McConnell might lead the fight." It's true. I mean, it's a great point. Now, Dr. Land had something interesting to say about Donald Trump. He said that, "I suspect I am not alone among my fellow Americans in saying that I will cast my vote with no joy." I suspect he's right there. But he's going to vote. He's not just going to stay home and sit on his couch and watch Fox News election night. Which you should still do, by the way, is watch Fox News election night. So anyway, that's where we are on this. So I asked Franklin Graham to weigh in on that, also to weigh in on what happened in North Carolina. BillyGraham.org is his website. You want to go ahead and bookmark that. But let's listen in to what Franklin Graham had to say.
Mm-hmm.
lot of people are just really concerned about the condition of the country right now. And I know you're traveling and from state house to state house. What are you hearing, and what is your message?
Well, first of all, what I'm hearing is, you know, people are anxious, people are concerned, people are afraid, and people have lost confidence in Washington and our politicians. They don't have any hope in the Democratic Party. They don't have any hope in the Republican Party. And as I go from state house to state house, I'm asking people to join me in prayer, to pray for our nation. We're not supporting political candidates, but I am encouraging people, the Christians, to vote. The problem we have in our country today is we have allowed the progressives these people to send secularism to take God out of our government. When I was growing up, we were afraid of the red threat that the Russians were coming. And when the Berlin Wall came down, we all, sighed a sigh of relief. But secularism began to slowly come into government. And secularism is the same as communism. It's godless. And we have allowed godless secularism to take control of Washington, state houses, mayors, the local level, our schools. We've taken God out of our schools. We have allowed these groups who are anti-God to threaten us with lawsuits. If we mention God's name, or if we mention the name of his son in public, I will sue you. And Christians have just backed up and have been afraid to do anything. And I'm encouraging Christians to take a stand. And let's pray. And let's, at the ballot box, 20 to 30 million stayed home in the last presidential election. I want to get Christians to examine every candidate and then go to the polls and vote. And I'm not telling them who to vote for, but to go to the polls and vote. And vote for the candidates that best support biblical truth and biblical values, and who live them. And in some races, it may not always be clear, and you may have to hold your nose and go in there and choose one of the two. But vote. You don't just stay home and vote and not vote. You go to vote. So that's why I've climbed. Then we actually spend time in prayer on the Capitol steps, and we take Nehemiah chapter 1. Verse 2 through 7, where Nehemiah prayed, and God heard his prayer and gave him favor, and he confessed the sins of his nation, the sins of himself, and the sins of his father's family. And that's what we do. We confess our sins as a people, and we all pray together. And then I ask people to confess their own personal sins in their quietly in their heart, and then I ask them to confess the sins of their father's family quietly in their heart. And then it's our hope that that God will give us favor. And we need God's favor, because no political party is going to turn this around. Only God can turn it around.
Franklin, I'm hearing from a lot of my readers who are just genuinely confused about what to do with the presidential election. And I know you say you're not going to say who to vote for. But there are many Christian leaders, prominent Christian leaders, who are saying they aren't going to vote. And that they're almost suggesting that voting for someone like Donald Trump would be a sin. And people have even been called you can't be a true Christian and vote for someone like Donald Trump. What do you tell people like that?
Well, first of all, I tell people to vote. And it's a great privilege. And if our country, if we lose our freedoms, it's because we didn't vote. And again, we have to ask ourselves which of the two candidates will at least invite Christians to the table, and which of the two candidates will Christians be invited to give an opinion. And I'm talking about evangelical Christians. I'm not talking about liberal churches and people like that. I'm talking about evangelicals. Of the two candidates, we have to ask ourselves, which of the two candidates would at least give us an ear, and then vote. I'm not going to tell them who to vote for, but you have to vote.
Of course. You know, one of the issues that you've been weighing in on has been this great unraveling of male and female. And it's this transgender issue is really gripping public schools across the country. Just yesterday, the Department of Justice, threw down the gauntlet and told North Carolina, you're either going to do away with this law or we're going to take away your federal funding. I know that your headquarters is there in North Carolina. I'd like to get your reaction to what happened yesterday.
Well, it's the Justice Department, which is President Obama. And so we have to understand where this comes from. It's coming from President Obama and his administration. President Obama has sold himself completely to the gay and lesbian community. And they represent a very small portion of our society, less than 2%. And transgenders, this whole idea of a man waking up in the morning and saying, I feel as though I'm a woman today, and therefore I'm going to go use a girl's locker room at high school, or I'm going to use a woman's bathroom at the supermarket. It gives an opportunity for sexually perverted people to take advantage of women who will be physically weaker, young girls who are vulnerable. This is a very dangerous thing that we're in. But it's President Obama who is allowing this to be pushed. The Justice Department is President Obama's appointees. And this is the Obama administration doing this, and it's the Democratic Party that are doing this. So we have to understand, as the Democratic Party, President Obama is the head of the Democratic Party. This is his Justice Department, and he is coming against the people of North Carolina, where the people of North Carolina, if it's taken to the ballot box, will defeat this. If it's left up to the individual states, if there's a referendum across the entire United States, The people of the United States would vote all of this down. It's being forced upon us by a very wicked agenda within the Obama administration. President Obama is doing this to the American people and to North Carolina. And I think what's going to happen is in North Carolina, this is going to be very difficult for the Democratic Party. Because it's the Democratic Party and President Obama who's doing this to North Carolina. Mm.
Well, Franklin, it's a lot of people say this is the end. This is the end times, and other people are saying, "Lord Jesus, come quickly." Where do you think we're headed here? What's happening with our country?
Well, the country is imploding. We are seeing a moral implosion, just like we saw the World Trade Center on 9/11, when the planes hit the tower, they imploded. They fell from within, and this is what's happening to our country. We're falling within. Our foundations have been weakened by immorality, and it's beginning to crumble. And that's why we're going to these capitals, Todd, is to pray, because there is no hope for this nation outside of Almighty God intervening and prayer. And I believe if we can get as many people as we can across this nation praying, that God might hear those prayers and give us his favor and give us men and women in high places who will honor him. And I think that's our hope. We look a lot about the presidential elections, and those are important, but who we send to Washington is important. Who we vote as our mayors is extremely important. Who is on the county commissioners and school boards. I want Christians running for school boards. I want the school boards of America in the hands of evangelical Christians within the next 4 to 6 years. And it can happen. And that will have a huge impact because so many school districts now are controlled by wicked, evil people. And the gays and lesbians, and I keep bringing their name up, but they're at the forefront of this attack against Christianity in America.
respect Franklin Graham. He is one of the few ministers out there, one of the few evangelical leaders willing to tell it like it is. You know, Dr. Robert Jeffers is another one like that. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, who is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Those guys are pretty powerful voices, but I really appreciate what Franklin is doing, because he's been hit hard, but he still stands up, and he's taken a lot of arrows for all of us. So I hope that you take a few minutes and maybe send him a note. Follow him on Facebook. He has one of the most active Facebook pages, and he's talking about and offering his opinions on very important issues for all of us. And let me say one more thing about this North Carolina issue. Governor Pat McCrory said, you know what, this is not just a North Carolina situation. This is a national issue here. And he's absolutely right. Because the federal government is coming into towns all across America, and they're telling school districts, they're going to tell your school district, if you don't open up your bathrooms to boys who identify as girls, we're going to pull your funding. You will do what we tell you to do, or else there's going to be a price to pay. Folks, we have a constitutional responsibility to stand up, just like the people of North Carolina, and tell the federal government to stay out of our bathrooms. Because let me tell you something, if the Obama administration can dictate our bathroom policies, you watch. Soon they'll be telling us not to squeeze the Charmin. And that ain't right. I'm just saying. The website for Franklin Graham, billygraham.org, all the information there about his national bus tour, check that out. ToddStarnes.com is where I hang out, and you can access all of our social networking platforms from Instagram to Facebook. We've got a great Facebook community, lots of wonderful conservative people there, good church-going folks, too. We have a good time over there at those sites. Folks, once again, thank you so much for listening, and I want you to do me a favor. Tell a friend about the podcast and tell him to subscribe. It's absolutely free, so maybe you'll earn some brownie points with your friends. Have a great day, everybody.